Was it Ron Brown? Ron Brown is our employee here, right? That had his Kia or Hyundai stolen?
Yeah, Ron.
Yeah. Okay, well, hopefully he's listening or we'll share this info with him. Noam, it's Noam Sigler, right? Noam, thanks for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show. So are you the owner of Sigler's Auto Center?
Yeah, I'm one of the owners, I guess you could say. My father, he started this business back in 1981. So we've been serving the community for a long time. And, yeah, we've kind of been helping out with this Kia and Hyundai situation. It's getting out of hand.
Yeah, so have you had customers come in whose cars have been stolen or at least...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've seen many of them. Actually, we just got about three of them last week. And, I mean, these cars are all torn up on the inside. They've got body damage. I mean, it's pretty reckless.
Yeah, because it's kids. I mean, it's so simple to steal one of these Kias or Hyundais. In fact, it's challenge on social media sites, and it's right there.
Yeah.
I don't know how to steal a car, but I'm told all I'd have to do is watch the video, and it'd be pretty simple to pull off.
All you got to do is watch a TikTok video, and you can steal a car with a USB cord. I know that sounds terrible, but it's unfortunately the truth.
Yeah, and often the USB cord is right there in the car because it's what people plug their phone into and they just leave it in there. So they don't even any tools. So what have you come up with? Because people are holding the manufacturers responsible going, wait a second, our car's being damaged. They're being stolen. Insurance companies are refusing to insure them. So what do you have?
For sure. Yeah, I mean, we've seen a lot of problems with the insurance companies. I mean, they want to drop their customers because of this issue, and manufacturer just, you know, not obviously taking responsibility for this. But our shop, we've found that if we put RFI push-button kits in these vehicles, it really helps the customer out because you can shut the ignition off and pretty much all the computers off in the vehicle, so you cannot steal the car. It pretty much adds that extra layer of anti-theft to the vehicle that those Hyundais and Kias need.
Okay, what is that? Break it down. You said what it is,
for
but...
For sure. So it's a RFI transponder, and I mean, has anyone ever walked into a building and they swipe the fob and the door opens?
Yeah.
It's the same exact idea. That's all it is. So we take the RFI transponder, we put it where the ignition, where the key would, you know, the key would originally go, and you just beep it. It beeps twice for you. It says, all right, we're unlocked. You can hit the brake, start the car, just like any vehicle, and the car is good to go. Now, when you want to lock it, all you do is you would hit the transponder with the chip, and it beeps once for you, and it tells you, hey, the car is locked.
And people are choosing this over something like a club or a steering wheel lock just because it's easier to use, right?
It's a lot easier to use. I mean, the steering wheel lock, obviously back in 1985, that was a great way to keep your car from being stolen. And I mean, it still is. But I would recommend to use something a little bit more, you know, obviously so somebody doesn't see in the car, oh, there's a steering wheel lock here. You know, I mean, obviously the steering wheel lock's a great invention, and it's been a great invention for many years. But this actually shuts the vehicle off, and it's not as much of a pain in the butt to use.
Okay, and what does it cost?
We're doing them for like $495. I know it sounds like a lot, but we do warranty it for a year too. And I mean, we've had a lot of customers line up for this type of thing because if you think about it, you don't have to worry about, you know, car getting stolen, and then your deductible is also $500 or $1,000, and your car is trashed. And then it's less, you know, it's worth a lot less money then because, you know, obviously the car is reported on Carfax. Hey, your car has been, you know, in an accident or theft or, you know, any of those kinds of things.
Hey, let me run this by you because I never thought I'd have a mechanic on today. I happened to trade in a car last night. I'm going to, because Steve, you were shocked by what let me just run this by you, Noam. 2014 Toyota 4Runner. 290-something thousand miles on it.
Oh yeah, I love that. I love to hear that.
Yeah, what would you give for a car like that? What do you think I got in on a trade-in?
2014.
Yeah, almost 300,000 miles.
Yeah, well, those things will run forever. I just had a buddy buy one 247. I would probably give right around $7,000 to $10,000, maybe even $12,000.
They gave me $14,000.
$14,000?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's what I thought. Steve, I got a deal for once in my life.
Nice work. Yeah. Nice work.
I like to hear that.
Yeah, I thought, hey, I got a mechanic. I got to see if I really got a deal. Well, it inspired me to just drive off the lot in a new one because I'm like, hey, you're going to give me that. I'm going. Okay, so what about this? Did you develop this? Did you decide this was something that would work? And why are you not bringing it to Shark Tank or something?
I didn't create the RFI transponder. Obviously, I'm not the inventor of this idea. You can buy them as kits too, you know. But you do need them professionally installed. I would not recommend that anybody go out there and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it myself, because you're going to malfunction in the ignition, and the ignition might not start then, and it's just not worth it. But obviously, at the same time, you can really prevent a lot of things by putting it in the car. So, I mean, it's kind of like it's a great idea for what's going on today. Because people really need to just kind of keep their eyes open, especially even just being out in the city and whatnot, to avoid having their cars broken into. So, I mean, this is it's not my like invention for the creation of the transponder kit, but it is our idea to help prevent Kias and Hyundais from being stolen, because they didn't have this feature in that car.
It's amazing how many numbers of those vehicles are being stolen every day in Chicago and cities across the nation. So is it just the older models that are getting stolen? They've upgraded the newer model. Really?
Oh, no. No, it's not. I've got a 2020 Kia Soul in my garage right now that was just stolen. They smashed the front and rear bumper. They I don't know what they did. They messed the battery up somehow. I have no idea how they did that. But the car was stolen, no problem. They just popped the ignition out, put a USB cord in it, and they started the car. I mean, I was like amazed when our installer, the guy who I work with to, put this in the cars, I was like, holy cow, how did he? And he was showing me, and I was like, that's insane, because I'm not really on the TikTok and stuff like that. But you're showing me videos, too. I was like, wow, that's insane.
Okay, so if people want to know about it, they can call you at Sigler's. At Sigler's Auto Center, you're in Skokie. You got a number, or do you have a website that works even better?
Yeah. You can reach us at, we have a siglersautocenter.com. If you want, we're pretty old school here. We've been around for a long time. You can call us at 847-933-9300. And we're located at 7501 Lincoln Avenue in Skokie, Illinois, right off of TUI.
All right. Thanks for jumping on the show.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Steve's got your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.